This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is warning this could be a pretty tough one.
Right, and let me explain why. We're tracking what's going on in the southern hemisphere as a preview as what will come here in the next couple of months. And numbers out of Australia as of mid-October are concerning. What they're showing is about over 200,000 cases of flu. Compare that to what they saw in 2009, which with the H1N1 pandemic was rampant, 59,000. This is concerning, and the current circulating strain, which is in this year's vaccine, showing the vaccine only thought to be 10% effective.
All right, folks. Great. Dope. Yeah, exactly. Super Don. Dope. What are they talking about? It's going to be a bad flu year, folks. They found out in Australia already. But good news is, if you rely on the flu shot, it's 10% effective.
10%. Yay.
Hooray for 10%. Wow. You know what? If I sold a dietary supplement that only had 10% of its label claim, you know, the FDA would just shut it down. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Oh,
but of course, well, here.
I like the example that you use sometimes where it's like, if I was buying parachutes and they said, yeah, you know, they're effective 10% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't think I want to buy from that company. No.
Right. This is George Stephanopoulos on GMA, Good Morning America, doing their. I don't know if there's going to be more harassment, but I think it's harassment of the American public to promote a flu shot that works 10% of the time. But you'll rely on good doctors that smile. Dr. Pretty, used to call him Dr. Pretty, and this is a Dr. Pretty on with George Stephanopoulos talking about this. And let's find out, you know, with a 10% success rate, self-proclaimed, if they're still going to say it's good to do.
If you hear that, it sounds bad. It's better than 0%. Now, if you take a look at this map, George, this is the current activity in the United States. Right now, things are pretty quiet. It's early, but we are seeing high flu activity in the South, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
It's better than 0%.
Well,
she just threw that out and kept going.
Well, it works 10% of it, but it could be worse. It could be
right.
Zero, right?
You think one day they'll actually acknowledge how bad this flu shot every year sucks? Would they say something like, this is the worst vaccine ever? Would they ever say something like that? What do you think?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Of course,
well,
it could be 1%, and they'll tell you, oh, but you need to get it because it's the best thing that you can do.
I don't know. I thought I might have heard them incorrectly then, because I could have sworn I thought them say it's the worst vaccine. Let's give a listen.
And you do tell us all to get the flu shot. I've gotten mine this year, but it's still surprising to see only 10%.
It's the worst vaccine we have, and that's
what?
Oh,
did you hear that?
Oh my goodness.
Let me play that again.
It's the worst vaccine we have, and
what? She actually said it, but she's Dr. Pretty. You're not going to pay attention to that.
It's the worst vaccine we have, and that's why there's so much interest and research and need to develop what's called a universal vaccine.
Dude, did I nail this or what? You know where I'm going now, don't you?
I do. You nailed this actually a few weeks ago.
This is, you know, the reports coming out about the flu shot, the demise of the flu shot, the annual every year flu shot. They started they started eating their own. In other words, they started allowing negative information to come out. She said, worst vaccine ever. That does not happen, folks. Do you understand? They never say it's, even if it's 10%, it's better than zero, but it's the worst vaccine ever. But there's something coming around the corner. Could be. Who knows? Let's play some West Side Story. No, I didn't cue you on that, really. it's the worst vaccine we have. And then they proceed to do what? They proceed to tell us there's something better. And it's the universal vaccine that they're starting to intimate that is coming around the corner. And I've said this, that's the only way you hear them trash something. Years ago, this happened with Freon. Remember Freon? That was the thing you'd go up and you'd fill your car Freon so it could, you know, the air conditioning would work.
Yeah.
Right? And then suddenly you heard how Freon was putting holes in the ozone layer. Right? And we have to replace it. We have got just, there's no way because we're going to be destroyed if we don't replace the Freon. So they came out with something called, what was the replacement stuff? It was something, it sounded like Freon, but it wasn't Freon. Puron. Right. It was Puron. It sounded environmental, didn't it? Oh, we'll call it Puron. This is not going to punch holes in the ozone layer. But the reality is, if you didn't look behind the scenes like I do, like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you would not know that Freon was about to lose patent protection. I think it was DuPont. And they're like, no way. We're going to have generic competition to Freon. We're not going to make our big bucks. So what can we do? We can't patent it. Oh, let's tweak it a bit. Just like we heard in the drug discussion, those of you watching on YouTube, you heard me on the commercial breaks talking about this. You tweak the EpiPen. So now we give you a new patent for another 20 years. Now you take the old one off the market and generic competition isn't allowed. This is how the game is played, folks. And it's government that provides for the pathway. That's right. The worst vaccine we have. So let's go to the next clip because they're talking about how bad the production through eggs is.
Right now, the flu vaccine takes a long time to develop. It's grown in chick eggs. Adaptations can occur in that process that make it not a great vaccine. But let me show you why there's so much interest in developing what's called a universal vaccine. And I want to use these roses as an example.
Ooh, okay. So roses. Here comes. Yeah, well, it makes sense. We got a rosy picture. We got a rosy picture. Looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. We've just trashed the flu shot, just like Robert Scott Bell has been doing for years, talking about how bad the flu shot is, how ridiculous it is. They put in egg substrates. They don't know what they're producing. It mutates. They're guessing. They're voting. It's democracy for the flu shot every year. It's 10%. It's the worst ever. But hey, I want to tell you about a rosy picture that's coming just around the corner. Like I said, could be, who knows? It's something good. Is it? It's rosy. Let's go further in the description here so we get where they're going and how they're going to paint this picture.
If I give you this bouquet, George, you know they're roses, but there are different colors to the rose petals. You can think of those like the circulating strains, but they're also leaves, stems, thorns. In the development of a universal vaccine, we would almost cut the colors of the rose petals off. You still know that these are roses. You still have the stems, the leaves, and the thorns, and that's what a universal vaccine would act like. It's actually a more general vaccine that you would only need once in your life. You still know those are roses.
It's a bouquet of roses where you cut the roses off. Here, honey, have some thorns and stems and
leaves.
A bouquet
of leaves and thorns, yes.
That's right. Oh, but these are their talking points, folks. This is the marching orders Dr. Priddy's getting. And you're going to hear more and more of the description. Oh, it's just like roses. And I thought about this and I said, you know what? This could be a good thing. It could be very demonstrative of what can happen when you just look at life through rose-colored glasses. And I remember in the movie... I don't even remember what the... Well, maybe y'all will remember this. Oh, yes! All right, how many remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Right? Grandpa, he was mistaken for the actual inventor, his son. And so he locks him in the dungeon with a car, and they're all running around, and we can do it! You know, it's like, how are you going to make this car float and fly? And they're throwing stuff on it and everything. Yes, that's all we need here. This is the same. This is a fantasy. This is a science fiction fantasy written by, who did James Bond? Who's the guy that wrote James Bond? What's the guy's name? Come on, help me out here, Super Don.
Oh, geez.
Don't leave me hanging, right?
Who wrote James Bond?
Yeah, come on. Don't you know that? All right, when it comes back to me. The same guy wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And in that scene, of course, they're not going to make the thing fly. But this is what is going. They think you're going to buy this rose canard scenario. What is it going? Yes, we'll just cut the roses off all the colors. It doesn't matter what color they are. Ian Fleming. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Ian Fleming's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Grow the roses. And so from the ashes of disaster. So they're saying from the eggs that didn't work, we're now going to make it from the stems of roses. We're going to cut the roses off, and it's going to be a universal one-time use shot. But I want you to remember what they have been foisting on us for years and years and years. 10% is all right. It's better than zero. Not kidding.
We're not there yet, so what can you do?
Right. For right now, we have to be clear. Still get vaccinated. 10% efficacy is better than 0%, and people can get very sick and die of the flu.
Oh, man.
Okay.
These are the people you're going to rely on because now they've painted a rosy picture. Oh, yeah, I know. They screwed up all. But this time they're going to get it right because Dr. Priddy said so. And George Stephanopoulos is up there, man. He used to be like high up in government. And now he's a talking head. Hopefully he's not one of those molesting types. I don't know. You don't know who you're going to turn around and fight. But the reality is, folks, they are the molesting types. Dr. Priddy is molesting you. And Steffi Stephanopoulos is molesting you as they're promoting a vaccine agenda that is just as likely to harm, maybe even kill you and your children. They've been doing it for years. What makes you think they're going to suddenly discover, hey, if we do the rose version, it's going to be all rosy and fine and wonderful? These are the same people who are going for the slow kill through vaccination, the population reduction mechanism that does it in a subtle way where you don't know that modern medicine is the third, second, or first leading cause of death. In the peer-reviewed literature, Journal of the American Medical Association, this is not Robert Scott Bell saying it. They know it at every level. And you're going to buy into this flu shot madness to say, well, they screwed up on the egg version, but we got the roses coming up out of the ashes of the eggs. And it's going to be a one-shot deal. You'll never have to take it again. Folks, you're going to have to listen tomorrow to my discussion with Professor Peter Duesberg to get to the details of how wrong modern medicine is in all of its pharmaceutical trappings when they argue that they have the solution for your immune system and it's an injection every year or one time in your lifetime to elicit artificially an antibody to be produced. That's not going to happen here, although George Steffi Stephanopoulos is trying to speak over me. Shut up, George. That was a pop-up video on that thing. It finally said, I've had enough of you, Robert. I'm going to talk over you because you're obviously making too much sense, and we can't have that happen. We got to get people accepting blindly injections approved of by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And you're mandated to participate unless they repeal the mandatory participation or unless you repeal it by nullifying it, by withdrawing your consent. That's the power you have, even more powerful than any vote. Your power to withdraw consent to those who would harm you via these needles.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And give them a swift kick in the aspirin when they deserve it. And they deserve a lot of it. My toes are sore. Dang, man, I got to stop kicking people. I don't kick people. That's a proverbial kind of concept. Waking folks up. And I like you to remain awake. I don't want you to lose your mind. And I mean that sincerely and literally. So much dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera. Neurological degradation, big in the news, big in the medical circles, the peer-reviewed literature, more and more discoveries happening all the time. And from time to time, we get to talk to a good guy by the name of Morley Robbins, the Magnesium Man, about many things, and he has perspectives on it that we don't hear anywhere else. And I enjoy talking with him. And today, the main topic is, how do we not lose our minds, Morley Robbins, for those of us who haven't yet?
Well, it's very, very simple. So... The two biggest issues with neurodegeneration are Alzheimer's, or some people call it old-timers, and Parkinson's. People have heard of both of those.
Yes.
And Alzheimer's is now the third leading cause of death in America. It's a big deal. It went from like obscurity to being the third leading cause, which is a little frightening. But those two conditions are kind of opposites of each other, which are fascinating. In Alzheimer's, you have a lot of copper and very little iron and a loss of memory, and you have what's called oxidized serotonin or rusty serotonin. In Parkinson's, you have a little bit of copper and a lot of iron, and you have oxidized or rusty dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Alzheimer's, you know, lose memory. In Parkinson's, you lose control over your motor function. Well, there are two different parts of the brain, as you probably know. And the Alzheimer's is involving the hippocampus, which is like if you were to make a fist and then put your other hand on top of the fist, the hand that's on top of the fist is the hippocampus. And that's where memory is stored. And it's actually stored with magnesium. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The Parkinson's is taking place down in the brainstem, lower below that hippocampus. And so on the surface, they seem like they're completely different until you begin to tease out the fact that what's causing all of this oxidation, and it's called iron. And there's a critical enzyme that we've talked about before. It's called ferrooxidase enzyme, and it's a copper-based enzyme that regulates iron. And in the Alzheimer's brain, that ferrooxidase is being affected by a lot of hydrogen peroxide, and the copper is leaking out, so the copper appears really high. And the iron is low because there isn't good circulation. In the Parkinson's brain, the copper is really low, and therefore that ferrooxidase enzyme is low.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is these conditions, and there's, you know, multiple sclerosis, and there's Lou Gehrig's disease and Huntington's disease and Friedreich's ataxia, all these different conditions are all a spectrum disorder of excess unbound iron that's building in our brain from the time we're born, and they know this is happening. They know that, you know, when you read the literature about the eye, the most significant event that causes the deterioration of our vision is the buildup of iron in our retina. It's in every article that you ever read about, you know, any kind of eye disease. They always talk about, well, as we age, the iron builds up, and then we have more rusty cells to deal with. And that's what the whole thing is about. It's about the rusting of the brain. Now, where it gets fascinating is the liver makes the highest amount of this ferrooxidase enzyme. And typically, the clinicians would tell you that the brain is the second largest producer of this enzyme until a team up at Northwestern University discovered that the retina of the eye makes 8 times more ferrooxidase than the brain.
It's fantastic that you bring that out, because I've also found that the retina of the eye also is where the massive amount of hydrogen is also produced. Interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break here, Morley. We're up on a break. We're going to talk some more on the break. Those of you, if you want to catch this on YouTube now or later, go to robertscottbell.com. There are links up to Morley Robbins as well. I'm going to bring up some of the other issues of heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic. Oh, aluminum. Big study we covered earlier in the week about aluminum in the brain with Alzheimer's and autism as well. We'll see what the relationship is there. But for now, a break, and then more with Morley Robbins after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking up the information flow, right? Opening up the nervous system to accept new information, process what you would know innately normally, but medical man has really screwed it up, man. They've gone through their education, which is indoctrination toward a pharmaceutical view of the body. Often a molecular reductionist view. There's an article by John Rappaport, today or yesterday we published on the false science of psychiatry. Completely bogus. There's no basis to claim that they know that there's a chemical imbalance that would require an SSRI drug or a Ritalin in childhood for someone with ADHD. There's no blood test, urine test, hair test, saliva test. There's no test, a biological independent objective test that determines you have a psychological or even a brain health problem. But metabolically speaking, we got to look at the role of minerals, vitamins, trace minerals, etc. And Morley Robbins, my guest this hour, he's known as Magnesium Man, has been digging deep on this stuff and finds a lot of it related to the iron-copper relationship. Not iron alone, but copper in the relationship, having too much, too little, accessible, non-accessible, bioavailable, appropriate forms, inappropriate forms. And as we discuss this, Morley, there's an article here that was published on Bloomberg recently. And it says, pulling iron from brain may offer hope in Alzheimer's fight. Do you mean they're actually catching on to this concept, or are they still off and the headline sounds good?
No, they know what the problem is. But what they're doing is they're going to use chemicals, you know, synthetic agents. They're called, you know, chelators, to pull the iron either out of the extracellular fluid or out of the intracellular area. But we don't need to do this. I mean, Mother Nature's chelator is called ferrooxidase enzyme. And when you have a healthy diet, you know what you're doing in terms of supplementing appropriately with the right minerals, the right vitamins. I mean, whole food vitamin C is a really important source of bioavailable copper. But when the body has access to those types of nutrients, it knows exactly what to do. You don't need to have big pharma come in with this, you know, synthetic vacuum cleaner. And so, yeah, it's not at all a surprise that they recognize what the real problem is. And all they're trying to do is say, well, we think this might be a way to help alleviate it. Well, it's like, okay, I guess you could do that.
Why don't they just put leeches on them and bleed them?
Well, that's another option. Absolutely. No, as crass as that sounds, that actually might be a more humane way to do it.
Than drugging them synthetically, yeah. Pumping them up with things. And again, they don't seem to understand the copper relationship with iron, do they? I mean, there's nothing in here about that, is there?
They don't want to understand the copper issue. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, I've been at this game now for about 9 years, almost 10 years, and there is active suppression of information. You know, I talk to leading researchers, and it's like these poor people have been spending their whole life talking about these really esoteric issues, but they don't get the airtime. And so, you know, the focus is always on we need more iron. No, we don't. And there's never any talk about, there isn't sufficient talk about magnesium, although they did talk about it just this week as well about Alzheimer's. But they never talk about the role of copper. Where have you ever read an article that talked about the importance of bioavailable copper outside of my Facebook group? Mm-hmm. Have you ever read one? It's very rare. And so
see, Morley, like on, they have infomercials about copper fit, you know, clothing with copper or bracelets with copper. So it's not like an unknown topic per se, but they don't get into the nitty-gritty, for the lack of a better way to say it right now, of the metabolism of the body and the bioavailable forms of copper that will actually have a systemic benefit, much less a benefit for the brain and nervous system.
Absolutely not. A body that has appropriate levels of copper and appropriate levels of iron and appropriate levels of magnesium, and again, those are my two areas of focus, but a body that has appropriate balance between those three doesn't need medication. It's that straightforward. And for the listeners to get an order of magnitude here, to get a sense of what we're really talking about, the human, an adult human being needs 100 milligrams of copper. They need about 5,000 milligrams of iron, and they need 130,000 milligrams of magnesium. You give people an order of magnitude. And so 100 milligrams is nothing. It's a little tiny bit. And guess what they figured out? If you just take out just enough, the body starts to fall apart. And that's exactly what it does. And so they pulled, you know, between study done recently from 1908 to 2000, looked at copper in the soil. It's 80% gone. So you take copper out of the soil, it's not going to get in the food, and then you start to supplement with it, and you start to fortify with iron, and suddenly we have a crisis on our hands. And when you start to look at the rate of acceleration of disease, just in this country alone, you know, before the Second World War, we were the healthiest nation on the planet. Now, 70 years later, we're the sickest nation on the planet. It doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. And what did they start doing during the Second World War? They started fortifying food with iron. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that complicated, but it's happened with such small incremental steps. We didn't see it happen. It's like boiling a frog 1 degree at a time. You know,
yeah.
turn it up, and before long, the frog realizes it's toast. But it's like couldn't do anything about it.
Morley, over the past, from the early to mid part of the 20th century, of course, with the Industrial Revolution, we had additional challenges from a pollution standpoint. But for the most part, the soil still contained things. We didn't add, iron to it. We didn't pelletize munitions that were bombs and
right.
put them in the soil prior to that. And then, again, we altered the balance within the natural world. Right, and thought put these macro molecules, macro minerals in there, and it upset the balance of life in the soil that is critical for making those minerals available for the plants, bioavailable for the plants. But what they witnessed with these pelletized minerals is like, oh my God, look at those plants grew extra fast, extra big, right? But they weren't balanced plants, and they suddenly became vulnerable to pests because nature abhors a vacuum. You've got a sick plant, even if it looks good to the human eye. Americanus bubicanus that doesn't know what a real plant is growing in real organic soil, the pests eat it and they say, oh my gosh, let's kill the pests. They put poison on the crops to kill the pests, and then the people eat it because they're so smart. Oh, let's eat the poison. It's not going to help us. It's not going to hurt us. Of course, what do we rely on for our very lives? Bacteria, our microbiome.
Exactly.
And that imbalance was upset. Suddenly now we can't even, if it's in the food, assimilate it properly. So we have a desperate situation which is only being met with pharmacological agents. Even this article discusses, you know, how are we going to figure this out? What synthetic thing can we put in to counteract this other thing, right? And, you know, Morley, to your credit, you're talking about the appropriate forms of these substances. I talk about mineral deficiencies all of the time, you know.
Right.
We talk about selenium being ripped from the soil and the food. Anything processed has been robbed of chromium. And all of these things matter. But not many people have looked into, again, the iron-copper relationship. And remember, iron, if you let it out and it gets a little exposed to oxygen and water, it's going to oxidize and rust very quickly. And that is a very reactive metal. So it's got to be moderated by something. And apparently copper is the thing.
Copper is the thing. I mean, again, there's a huge differential. It's 50 times more iron in the body than there is copper. And it's a ventriloquist act. People think of, oh, you've got copper metabolism and you have iron metabolism. No, you don't. It's copper-iron metabolism, and iron is the dummy in this ventriloquist act. It really does. Again, a way to think about it is iron, 80% of the iron in our body is in hemoglobin and myoglobin. Hemoglobin is for the blood. Myoglobin is for the muscles. But it's carrying oxygen for those tissues. 80% of the iron in the human body is right there. And what is iron doing? It's carrying oxygen. It's a waiter. That's all it is. It's a waiter. But copper is the element that actually uses that oxygen. Copper is the chef in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's the part that everyone's missed, is that, yeah, you can deliver all this oxygen, but if there aren't enough chefs to slice it and dice it, the mitochondria don't know what to do with it. And that's the key, is being able to use and activate that oxygen so it becomes energy to run our tissue. That's what the whole thing's about. It's like, we don't need more waiters, we need more chefs. That's what we really need.
Well, and we need chefs that actually know what they're doing. And, of course, that also means what form of copper. How are you getting the right form of copper? We talked about it before, but it's worth bringing back into the mix. And from a dietary perspective, I utilize bee pollen. I think it's a very bioavailable source of minerals, including copper. Those that are not vegetarian, we talk about beef liver or calf liver. But there are a lot of supplemental forms on the market in health food stores that are probably not appropriate, like iron supplements as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't go near the supplement bottles for your copper. I think that the bee pollen, rice bran is another source of B vitamins, and there's some copper there. We've talked about the beef liver. I think there's another source of copper it's a stealth issue. Cayenne pepper, capsaicin. I started to delve into capsaicin because my brother-in-law was having some problems with irritable bowel and ulcerative colitis. And it turns out, when you get into the literature of the research that's been done with capsaicin, It is activating the enzymes that only copper can activate. It is mind-blowing, Robert. Mm-hmm. And so I think that may be the kind of the non-animal source of copper that could be really powerful for people. But again, we're back up against is the soil properly fed and nourished to make healthy plants, peppers, and other forms of sources of the cayenne pepper. But it's a very effective way to deliver the heat. That's really what copper is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's delivering the heat. It's making sure that the mitochondria can, in fact, make something of that oxygen. That's what it's all about.
All right, we got Magnesium Man. Where do they find you on Facebook, your Facebook group?
It's called Magnesium Advocacy Group, and we're up to about 128,000 people now.
Oh, man, you're doing great work, Morley, and I'm glad 100-plus thousand people are plugged in on Facebook, and hopefully they'll get to listen to your interview here right now, or if they missed it, the archives will be up after the show. Also, simulcasting on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. Morley Robbins, Magnesium Man, thank you, my friend, for being back and giving us some great insights into other aspects of brain oxidation with the iron issue and the copper issue. We're going to keep visiting this with you, my friend. Thank you.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
3, 2, 1.
That's that Canadian trio we love, Rush. You know, when I introduced my son to Rush, I don't know if he got them at first, right? And now he's listening to Rush all the time, like, you know, even the old stuff and Passage to Bangkok, the
really?
Trees, right? The libertarian trees about the trees. And but he still gives me heck about La Villa Strangiato. I love that 9-minute song. And he says, too long. I said, dude, progressive rock in the early 70s was about songs that were like 15 minutes long. Don't you remember Yes? And I don't think he's into them just yet the way I am. But you can't not like Rush. Although I didn't tend to like their album. I don't know. What was the one about suburbs?
I don't know. Yes was one of those bands. I know you're kind of, you like the progressive, the classic progressive stuff. More than I do,
mm-hmm.
I know a handful of songs that Rush came out with, and it was mostly the stuff that got the airplay.
You knew Spirit of the Radio from Permanent
Waves,
right? Yeah,
of course. You know, I mean, there were a few songs that really went commercial, but a lot of the songs I don't know, like the one you just mentioned, the 9-minute. What's it called?
La Villa Strangiato. Great instrumental.
You know, what is it with these really long songs that have strange names? Now, say that name again.
La Villa Strangiato or Strangiato.
Strangiato.
Yeah.
And think about what was the other one that was like forever, the one that the DJs would always play when it was time to take a bathroom break was Inagata DeVita.
Oh,
right?
Okay. No, who did that one? That's an opera song, right?
No. Oh, come on.
I'm just playing with you at this point.
Yes.
Why are we bringing up Rush? Why are we talking about Rush right now? Well, because a Spanish postdoc by the name of Javier Del Campo asked this, I don't know, whoever this guy's writing this story to recommend some good Canadian music. And this guy said, you should listen to Rush. And this, oh, Patrick Keeling is saying that, a University of British Columbia microbiologist and senior author of a paper describing a new species of microbes that were, like, really hairy, long hair, and they move kind of funny. And so, hey, man, these guys look like the guys from Rush, these microbes. They have long hair like the guys on that album 2112.
And now, so, of course, I'm looking at the picture of the microbes.
Mm-hmm. They have long hair.
I think this guy must have been doing a study on cannabis at the same time and had smoked some of it because...
Mushrooms or acid, I don't know.
I would not have thought of Rush when I look at these microbes.
Well, I mean, for a microbe, it's got long hair. It's got lots of flagella, okay? So the guy elected in the, you know, the spirit of the radio, the spirit of Rush, to say, you know what? I'm going to name these three new microbes after the members of the band. And so, let's see, what are they called here? I'm looking for the name. The taxonomy can be a dry top. Yeah. Well, what are they calling it? So, oh, okay, here we are. They're tentacled, and they're kind of nasty looking, whatever. They're calling them Pseudotrichomonympha Lee, yes. Or Lee-I, for Yeti Lee.
Yeti Lee.
Pseudotrichomonympha, oh, I can't say it, Lifeson E, with an I at the end, and okay. The same thing, Pert E.
Pert.
And last one's kind of perty, I have to imagine.
So these are named after Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Pert.
Yes. Anyway. Okay. I mean, they've really arrived. They made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now they've got flagella. Microbe with flagella. They've been named. I mean,
I just
like,
don't
more
know.
Do
if, I just don't know how I would feel if somebody looked at this, what I'm looking at here, and said, "You know, that reminds me of you."
Right.
I'd have to think about plastic surgery or something because that just does not. I don't see that as a compliment.
Listen, I appreciate Geddy Lee's talent, but you know, not many people are going to say, "Man, that's a good looking guy." That Geddy Lee, right?
That's true. He's got a nose that would put your eye out if he got too close to you. That's true.
Right. And the first time you hear him, you're like, "Is that a man or a woman?" I don't know, but we kid because we love Geddy Lee. Anyway, hey, we're out of time, folks. This has been a great show. Thank you to Morley Robbins. Thank you to who else was on the show tonight? Bruce Nathan, Cheryl Chumley. Tomorrow, Peter Duesberg, the rock star of retrovirology, putting anything you thought you knew about HIV causing AIDS to shame because it doesn't. And there's no such thing as an HIV test. Tomorrow on World AIDS Day, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.